life, universe, and everything. So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Zoe Avery.
Hello and welcome to Spirit's Work, the metaphysical and spiritual show designed to open your eyes to the greater possibilities of life. And thanks for joining us. For those with us for the first time, what makes Spirit's Work show so unique is that every week my husband Nick demonstrates his exceptional gift of deep trance channeling live on air. He channels a spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the spokesperson for a group of evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. They're an educational group and are here to give us knowledge and information we'd never have access to in any other way. This week's show is going to be another chance for you to participate and call us with a question if you would like. It's toll-free in the US. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And international callers, it's not toll-free. But the number is 001-530-876-3222. I'd just like to say that actually it's not a reading style show, if for those who aren't aware of what we do. It's basically your chance to ask the spirit world questions that you wouldn't be able to have any knowledge or access to. So it's a perfect chance to get those questions in and have a conversation with Gregory, whether it's to do with planetary issues or spiritual issues, anything really. Honestly, if you've heard the rest of our shows, and you can actually download those from either BBS or from our show, you can hear them at our website, excuse me, if you would like to listen to some back catalogues of them as well.
Yes.
But we do actually do private readings, however, and you can have a one-to-one with Gregory on the telephone, or if you're in the UK and you live near us, then you can have an actual one-to-one with him face-to-face. But we do remote readings as well, audio readings, if you would like just to have it sent to you either via MP3 download or on disc. And you can find out more about that on our Akashic Readings page on our website, which is www.spirit.com. I said it wrong, didn't I? www.spirit-teaching.com. And I'll hand you over to Mick.
Well, hi, I'm Mick Avery. And as well as Spirit's Work on bbsradio.com, every Sunday at 10 a.m. PST, which is 6 p.m. GMT, we have another radio show, which is called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 4 p.m. PST, midnight GMT. Now, if you would like to know more about us, our books, CDs, maybe, as Sylvie said, book an Akashic reading or any of the other readings that we have to offer, please do go visit our websites, which are at www.spirit-teaching.com, and also at spiritsworkradio.com, and also mcavery.com as well. The mcavery.com, by the way, is an English site, purely UK. Okay? So, as Sylvie said, I am a deep trance medium, which means that I'm a pure channel for the spirit world, enabling clear, concise communication from those who continue to walk with us and who try to look after us. Now, in this way, each week on our show, Sylvie has a conversation with our spirit friends so they can give us the benefit of their wisdom, and as a result, we can get a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options we may never have realized were available to us. When I go into the deep trance state, I will not know of anything that happens until the spirit team bring me back, and that is actually how it should be during the state of deep trance. You shouldn't be consciously or physically aware of anything that transpires in the physical world, because we wouldn't want any of my thoughts or feelings from my mind getting in the way of the contact by the spirit world. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye for now and take my glasses off, have a quick swig of water, and then I'll be off. have a great show, and please do interact with Sylvie for any sort of situations that come up.
Yeah. Gregory actually is the spirit guide who was asked before his physical life even, and I think we're going to be talking about this today from a listener's question that was sent in prior to the show. But anyway, he was actually asked to be the representative for this educational group, the White Cloud Group, basically to understand, help us to understand the implications of what we are doing to our planet and to aid us maybe on a road to recovery and raising the vibration of the planet, the people on it, and helping us to survive and actually to evolve and move forward safely. They consist of eminent scientists, physicists and scholars, as well as ordinary people. And between them, they have vast knowledge and insight. So, yes, in this way, actually, I'll just tell you that you can actually send questions into me prior to the show, or you can actually even send a show suggestion, and I will compile something around that, because basically the spirit world want to come to talk to us and help us, to educate us, to enlighten us, shall I say, about things that we want to know about. They don't want you to just come and lecture week after week. So it does help if people say what they want to the answers for, and that is a big help for everybody, because we're all the same. We all want to know the same things, and if you don't know the depths of questions you can ask, then well, you'll never know the answers, basically, and that's what this is all about, stretching our minds and having us to think outside of the box. Okay, well, I do believe Gregory's with us now.
With love and light, blessings be upon your pathway, my dear friend little bird. Hello to every one of you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Gregory.
Hello.
Well, I have here an email that came in yesterday, actually, from Dave in Bristol in the UK, and he sent me a few questions, and
yes.
I'd just like to read his little intro to these questions, which is because it's quite sweet. Your shows are truly amazing and have inspired me in many, many ways. I feel like I've been assembling a jigsaw over the years that I've listened to you. Each program gives me another piece, or perhaps casts a different light on what I've already got. I've come to believe that this jigsaw is in fact multifaceted and with depth, and that actually it's better viewed from inside than from without. Confused, I can be, but I suspect that words are simply not enough to describe and communicate all that is. So Dave's been listening for quite a few years, so that's really nice. And his first question, a double barrel question here, he says, I sense that all is not apparent when thinking about where we are at this moment on Earth. As far as I'm aware, the White Cloud Group has been in existence for a long time. Gregory was recruited several hundred years ago, and the work that Mick and Sylvie are doing now was planned a long time ago. With this knowledge of our future, why did you plan to do this work at this time, when it seems to me that humanity and the Earth has its back against the wall? Time is very short to make massive changes to the way in which we all live on this planet. So as much as I love this radio show, and it's not mainstream media, I wonder how we can reach further with your message. Is this part of a broader plan which is unfolding? If so, can you tell us anything about it or any of the things that I've just been talking about?
Yes, well, my dear friend, to begin with, it was not written that the world would necessarily follow this pathway. What you have to, however, understand is that from White Cloud and the group's vantage point, and those of many, many scholars, once having had physical life and endured it, the suffering and the pain, as well as the gaiety and the laughter and the happiness and love, all of these emotions were part of the parcel of their physical lives, which they took with them, with their beautiful, pure spirit, and became, in fact, more knowledgeable because of that pathway of learning they had taken, which also then continued to enthuse many others with the possibility of learning also in the spirit world, who had not, in fact, had a physical life. In fact, you could say, if you were looking at it on a scale, you would say that not even a trillion trillionths of spirit have yet to have a human physical life upon the earth. And in actual fact, the list is really endless. However, I do not stray from the point. What I'm really saying here is that we can see and have been watching and assimilating for all of these hundreds, and for some spirit for thousands of years, about the human endeavor and about spirit trying to manifest themselves within the human or physical vibration and how that makes itself manifest. Yes, if within some peoples, love seems to manifest upon the surface of it in all its entirety, and all of its impurities seem to melt away within the fabric of physical life and allow love to be perfected, allow the engagement of giving and receiving to be at one with the whole nature of intrinsic value that is echoed within the spirit world. So we can see then that this multifaceted particulate of connection that some people, beings, spirit having a human physical existence, have when their spirit breaks through their physical existence, and that physical existence consciousness acknowledges the pure spirit, we can see that there are indeed great pathways to be made and met, and beautiful love, and beautiful situations of occasions of buildings, and creating models out of the physical stuff, not to emulate those perfected ways of the natural world, but also to enable the, perhaps through architecture or some other facet of building and construction, to emulate the glorious beauty that the creation of all life has begat upon physical state. So in many respects, we can see that this adoration we have in the spirit world for all things of the physical stuff that we try not to emulate, but we try to bridge the gap with, so that we can empower those in physical life, continue their memories alive, keep giving them evidence of their natural survival beyond and through the physical life, into their journey remaining in the spirit world for the millions of years they have been a part of it. We can see all of this, and yet we also have to acknowledge that there are certain pathways and structures within the physicality of human mutation and the way in which humanity itself has come to regard certain questions of morality, how these different codes of life have worked through their passage, through their lifespan and existence, has always determined upon whether those beings in history have reflected upon past histories and, in fact, have then taken the right course of action for their history in the making, for the history they are creating at their fingertips. Are they going to actually take notice of history and the dilemmas facing them and one another, or are they just simply going to blindly forget those passages of the past and simply recreate the same mistakes? The White Cloud Group itself, dear friend, was not set up in order to assess known impending disasters. Even though we could see at the turn and the beginning of the Industrial Revolution how it was going to possibly play out if the greed of humanity overtook that of their deep-seated spirituality and their great and beautifully found freedoms that were being won, being exercised, and even in the face of great adversity, where some tribes would still continue to confine others in racial hatred and dogma and doctrine from either religious consequence or just because of the fact that their skin was a different color. It still meant that we could see the vantages of love not disappear from humanity, but actually gain and flourish within that terminology, within that situation. So we continued to be very positive about both the spirit world and those of the physical state as their spirit journey continued with them through the physical life, and then they returned once again. But unfortunately, what we had been noticing, as I say, since the Industrial Revolution and the advent of it, that humanity actually unfortunately took the latter route, took the negative route of being accomplices to different ways that they could maximize their own profit and gain for the negativity that was created on the backs of others. So we could see that in fact the whole situation scenario was building once again into a quite dramatic picture. It was not going to be that, as many had thought in the spirit world, that perhaps the earth would become annihilated through simple earth mechanical situations such as had been depicted even on other worlds, such as, for example, earthquakes or the advents of volcanoes, which will in actual fact ensue more carbon into the atmosphere in one go than even hundreds of years of mistakes by human beings. So we can see then that there is this great fluctuation between a gradual manifestation of what is happening within the physical world, and that others simply glibly put down to very similar situations which the earth in fact creates itself, purely by the dynamism and the manufacture, if you like, of different chemicals within it, in its simple combustion process, in its process of the strains and pulls of magnetism, and also various kinds of ways that these then exert pressures upon the earth and its crust itself, and therefore create these differences in the earth's magic and joy, and also, of course, in its viability to enable it to be able to host actual physical life. We can see from the situation of the White Cloud Group, which incidentally was created in order that any others in the spirit world, either having had a physical life or not upon the planet of Earth, and also for many others who have had life within other planetary systems and other situations, but also not just of human biological state, and not necessarily either of made up of all others which happen to be, so say, intellectual or maybe adhering to some kind of facet of intellect and intelligence. Indeed, the White Cloud Group is made up of so many other beings, hundreds of thousands of different beings who exist both within the physical human planet and upon it, or beneath it, within its waves, within the air, within the soil, and also to many other planets too. So this means that there's a vast array of different ingenuities, different spirit coming from their own physical existence or from their purity of existence before they've even ever had a physical life, purely and simply to give their understanding, their aura, because why? Simply because the earth is a precious place. All of these hundreds of trillions and billions and millions of those in the spirit world still waiting yet to have a physical human existence or a human or some other form of physical existence within the earth state, perhaps to do with a certain specific soul group of other genetic formality, as it happens to mature and mutate within the physical dynamism of the evolutionary planetary pathway of the earth itself, such as exists within many other hundreds of thousands of millions of other planets. So we can see quite clearly that all of these effects and dualism, if you like, of different beings who also actually actively take a part and concerted interest in the workings and magnification of human physical life can quite clearly see where human physical beings are making so much mistakes and errors simply by not attaining to the questions in the past posed and iterated and carried out by violent or non-violent action, by simple immaturity or ignorance, or simply not looking at the history of events.
Well, I guess Dave's point is that, you know, at this point, it's a crucial situation. Humanity and the Earth, as he says, has its back against the wall, and time is very short to make massive changes to the way that we all live on this planet. So,
And there seems to be such a great reluctance to really accept and understand with the full connotations of it exactly what must be done.
Okay. So, the Industrial Revolution was when that it became apparent that it had to be... So even though the White Cloud Group has been in existence for, as you said, a few hundred years, that you were actually training or gathering or what...
Yes.
Was the situation that his point is, you know, that it's now and that it seems that... It should have been done a little while prior to this.
Yes, I completely agree with you. However, the point was, and I understand his point, that perhaps the spirit world should have brought this manifestation forward long before, and perhaps even at the time of the Industrial Revolution, so to curtail it, or so as to marshal it along one particular avenue. However, my dear friend, what I have to say is that the human species defines greed, defines their own measurement of what they will accept, and even in the face of great adversity will doggedly continue upon their pathway, regardless of whether we had inference upon it or not. In actual fact, dear friend, many of those in the spirit world were actually communicating with others in the physical world. It was just happening behind closed doors, and it was kept very much in secret, specifically because of the dualism of the ways in which different religious dogmas and creeds were, in actual fact, characterizing these different situations and were simply putting to death many of the people who were trying to bring truth, reason, and justice for all.
Yes, it wasn't actually possible for anybody to safely come out with this information, was it?
Well, there had been attempts to, my dear friend, over many, many decades of thousands of years. There have been different interactivities with spirit via different energies, different situations in various temples and certainly with monks and very many other beings of different clergy, faith and different evocation. The point is, however, that all of these in the final analysis would have denied it in the throes of their passing, simply because they then would simply sweep everything to one side and rely upon their trusted faith or dogma or creed in order to carry them through to the spirit world simply out of pure fear. And that, unfortunately, has been the way of the history that we have attained thus far. We have tried for thousands of years to bring instrumental understanding, incremental understanding, in fact, to many. And there have been different nuances of this. Most certainly, many peoples within the American continent, the North American Indian peoples, Inuit peoples of many different nations, not just in the Americas, North and South, but also, of course, of many other tribes too, Aboriginal peoples of many different nations all over the world, all over your planet and beyond, you see. So these, in fact, however, became situations of love and empowerment. They became situations of understanding, giving creativity and knowledge to do with homeopathic understanding of plant and different mineral contents, which would then be useful to humankind. So the White Cloud Group had been beneficial in many different ways even before it became the White Cloud Group. There's always been a group of beings in the spirit world who had attained knowledge and understanding and also then had fixed with many others from the spirit world within their own purity, because they could see also that there were matters and attainments which were erring into these great problems. And in point of fact, my dear friend, with White Cloud, before he actually had a physical, any form of a physical life, back within the native group of which he was a part, that he was in fact a shining one before that.
And the next question is about that. So
yes,
yeah.
Yes. So this whole situation then for White Cloud himself, who was part Cherokee, also part Chippewa, and also Choctaw, I understand, was somewhere in the mix there as well. That his understanding, of course, most people, you have to understand, were not pure bloods or pure bred of one particular tribe, even though they would all consider themselves to be that, purely and simply because always there were trade-offs with women from different tribes. In actual fact, to keep it so that their genetic orientation and mutation was kept under control, that there would not then become difficulties when different family groups became too initiate, too insular, and began to inbreed with themselves and then create dangerous mutations of their own genetic family tree and growth. Therefore, they would always initiate within other tribes of other areas. So for him, this was in his physical life, in a sense, he continued to be the same being that he was in the spirit world, continuing to heal, to bring healing, great wisdom and knowledge, as also, I have to say, have many others too, in the time past and since his own passing.
Mm.
So, in many respects, dear friend, even though his energy is, in a sense, in reverence of, and I understand there are one or two people who have initially seen energies of White Cloud, but it would not be a situation that would be repeated and would simply be just a mere fraction of himself to be able to do that, really, because in most instances it will be that anyone who is a Shining One, simply their thought of another person would actually cause great distress and immense discomfort, and could even lead to a physical person passing, not by way of design or desire, but simply because the vibration is too acute, too high, too at variance with physical life.
Mm. Mm.
So that's not something which is like a plague or an evil situation. It's just that you have to understand what is the difference between the registry of human physical or physical state contact and the registry that entails, that is, the vibration index at which it takes for a human physical being to vibrate at so they can see one another, is vis-a-vis the difference between that and someone from the spirit world, which is simply enormous, just for my own self. And I do not place myself above anyone here within the physical life in that context. I'm merely saying that everyone in the spirit world vibrates at a completely different state to those of physical earth, purely and simply because of the very fact that you cannot see us, epitomizes that.
Mm. So basically his energy, that's about physics then, isn't it?
Yes.
And our energy, his energy, we cannot contain it, basically.
That's quite right. Even the thought that he has in your direction would be very difficult for you to, yes, you could acknowledge it, but then it has to be closed, purely and simply because and I know that there would be a great many people who would say, but I can contain that kind of power because I am this, I am that. That's ego. That's nothing to do with the actual physics and mechanics of the interactivity between different states of environment and dimension within different facets of the spirit world and the physical dynamism as it exists. It's simply that if you think that is the case, then you simply do not understand the rationale between vibrations. It's like, in a sense, a person singing a very high note and shattering a glass.
Yes.
They don't mean to do it. It's just because they find the glass's registry. And it's exactly the same as you would be able to turn away an animal simply by finding its vibrational pitch, which in a sense is exactly what people such as Nikola Tesla was actually looking at to do with his work within radio waves and the alteration of radio waves in order to understand how different signs and sino language may work in a vibrational context, therefore actually changing the vibration of a person or of an animal so that it may actually ward them away or simply send them to sleep, you see.
Right. Well, that would save a lot of suffering, wouldn't it?
Yes, indeed so. And that, in effect, was something that he was also looking at as a way of inoculation, or as a way of putting someone under temporary form of
Like an anesthetic,
yes. So you wouldn't actually inject anything. You wouldn't need any kind of narcotic to do that. You simply change their level of vibration.
Hmm.
Just to send them to sleep, you see.
How was he working on that? You said about radio waves.
Yes, well, he understood very many different properties about radio waves. You see, he'd gone very long into it, and he was already working upon the whole structure of being able to send energy, electrical energy, through radio waves. Mm. And understood the other connotations of that and facets of that, about actually then being able to utilize it in a form of a prismatic version, that you would actually be able to then use it to send a person to sleep so that it could be operated on.
Mm, that's interesting. Well, we'll carry on with this conversation, but I'd just like to say that if you just joined us, you can actually phone in and ask Spirit Gregory a question. You can talk to him about the things that we've just been talking about, or something else that's interesting. It's entirely up to you. The number is free phone in the USA. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-875-9756. And international callers, it's 001-530-876-3222. Okay, so Dave actually also says, what does white cloud represent to you and to us?
White cloud represents and others who are like the energy of white cloud represent, in a sense, what we can all become, what we can all see and envisage, how we can all understand truthfully the magnificent energy of that which is the creation of all is. They are the closest to that vibration of perfection.
Mm. So Jesus was a shining one.
Yes, and Buddha too.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
And various others.
Mm. I mean, in a way, it's better, isn't it? That because he says, are there other shining ones working with the Earth at this time? And you've just said yes, basically.
Yes, quite so. Yes, within other groups and within other dimensional states, really.
Yeah.
It's not just simply that we come from one. You cannot look at the spirit world as being one world.
No.
It is, in fact, something which is encompassing of everything, and regardless of what dimension it's actually placed within. So, for example, at this present time, you may be sitting down on a chair listening to this, or you may be standing, or whatever you are doing. But whatever you are doing, there are other possibilities of other dimension in a different plane to yours, which are doing something completely the opposite. Maybe even that there is a large mechanical device doing something else to the planet upon which it is surviving, or within a space or void that happens to exist within a different plane of understanding. And perhaps there is nothing there at all. Maybe it's 8 miles of ocean. Maybe it's 8 miles of magma or molten metal, or perhaps it's something of ice. Or perhaps, who knows what, you see.
Yes, I thought it was interesting the other day when you said that my mother's just passed in the spirit world, and I'm lucky enough to have a few little insights into what she's been doing already. And apparently, and I thought, and everybody's going to find this interesting, that you said that she went to Versailles, I think.
Yes, Versailles. Yeah.
Versailles. And yes. Was it dancing or to see, I can't remember now what it was.
Well, actually, it was integrated. So
it
meant that it was both dancing and listening as well. It was actually a Strauss concert.
Okay.
That was taking place. And the beautiful lawns and gardens of Versailles, as well as the most magnificent halls and rooms that are engaged within it. were where hundreds of thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of beings from our side of light took part. And we had all settled there, and there were many different musicians who were playing at that time, bringing about, manifesting the beautiful music of Strauss and the magnificent situations of costume and that kind of thing. There were many people of the period and time of Marie Antoinette, as well as many others in many different sequences of time and space, as had existed within the human physical earth and its history. So there were many different beings from many different stratas of atmosphere and time sequence, not future, but all past time sequence up to that point.
It's fascinating, you see, because I think we automatically assume that if they're going to a concert when they've passed in the spirit world, that it will be in the spirit world somewhere else that's completely different, or even maybe a replica. But like you said to me when I asked you the question,
yes,
well, it's already there, ready-made, so we use it.
Yes, exactly, and the energy is there too. It's such a beautiful energy, even though, of course, it was beset and ransacked by the people of France at the time of the revolution. However, that set aside, it was still and still is a most magnificent and beautiful structure which empowers a great many people who see it. So there were many different situations to do with that that had then enabled multifaceted aspects of the spirit world to come and be present. And don't forget, dear friend, that it doesn't necessarily, and it did not at that time necessarily mean that all beings from all different time wends or time fields, as you would understand, were necessarily coherent of one another. Sometimes they would be if their energy changed or altered so that they could see them. And for some beings, they could see all of those manifesting. And others simply were simply just there because they were in their own time field. So it was quite interesting, really.
Well, what about the music? They can all hear the same music.
Oh, yes. Absolutely
so. You know, of the concert.
Yes, yes, yes. Because music is something of a... I know that it was part of a physical vibration, but that in this respect, it can become a permeation throughout many different layerings of the spirit world, throughout many different, how can I say this, energy points, if you like, that then continue to allow it to manifest. In exactly the same, dear friend, as many peoples of indigenous state, when they come forward with their own beautiful music, irrespective of what tribe it was or what nationality or anything else to do with it. Their music manifestation in beauty and purity, whether it be Mayans or whether it be people from the Aztec community or Egypt or from thousands of years ago or from Arabic nationals who had simply played their instruments in tents upon the Bedouin state, or perhaps within many other different situations, not necessarily of the earth plane. There would be all of these possibilities of instrumentation and correlation with it too, of course, and being able to actually make and manifest these different instruments in itself a purity, in itself an absolutely amazing feat of understanding of the conscious mind and duality as well, of being able to ask the assistance of different cell structures and physical biodynamisms that actually lived and had physical life. Perhaps not necessarily no more in the making, but we're talking here maybe even of beings from thousands or even millions of years ago from the Earth's own evolutionary history, that we have seen many fascinations of these different emblems of cell-structural thought and understanding, which had then continued to echo their ways within the spirit world and manifested themselves in all their beauty and glory. Why? Even dinosaurs are seen. But they don't eat people or anything else, you see. Now, people do actually think the dinosaurs all turned into... unicorns or something like that. That's completely rubbish, of course. It's nothing like that has ever created from beings which were of that kind of lizard structure.
No.
They were beings in their own right.
Mm.
And although fairly simple for some of them, others were not. Others were quite complex in their nature. And they have continued to be the basis of the soul group of many other forms of lizard and raptor folk throughout the 500 or more different races that have been in existence within the universe itself for so many millions and billions of years.
And so, just to go back to the music festival, as it were, shall we say. Well, the thing is, you know, a lot of people might say, well, you know, why would people, you know, it's like being earthbound or something to keep
doing things
on the earth. It's not at all, is it?
No.
And the thing is, it doesn't mean to say that the next day they might go somewhere else and do something different somewhere else.
Yes, on some other planet or within some other vibration,
exactly.
Some other destiny, some other situation, completely differently to that.
Mm. Exactly. It's because it's there. Well, why not use it?
Yes.
Mm.
Why would you want to limit yourself to the facets of how you think? And that in itself limits your own scope of understanding and possibility within the not just one single lifetime that you have now, but within the whole cacophony and possibility of the existence of what truly is, which is undying, which is continuous. Throughout all of the millions of years of which you have been a part of it, that existence, and will continue to be so ad infinitum, never ceasing. It's a matter of how the human understanding and conceptual, I'm not talking semantics here, I am really trying to bring across the fact that if you limit yourself to the little life of humankind and that you think that's all there is, then that in itself is a defeated purpose. That in itself simply means you cannot possibly grasp the understanding of what truly is in the universe.
No, well, I think a lot of people think that it is the only situation until you reach a certain level of understanding,
yes.
And then you don't have to come back. Rather than, well, you know, actually, it's diminishing your spirit,
yes.
And the possibilities that you know you actually can attain by thinking that you have to come back here because it's just such a it's not unimportant. It's very important, but it's not everything.
You don't have to come back in order and have a physical life in order to progress.
No.
Progression is open to all. That means it in its entirety, all, every single being. So all of those who have, yes, killed, maimed, whatever, they are open to progression, exactly the same as all of the beings and beasts of the world who had to eat one another in order to survive, in order to mutate, in order to carry on the evolutionary process, both of the earth and of their own soul groups. That doesn't mean to say their soul groups were there because they were eating one another, because that would make a mockery of it. It was just that that happened to be the presence of physical life and the way that was ordered at that time within the evolutionary signpost of which they were a part.
Well, I think the thing is that people sometimes think that being in the spirit world it is in between life, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
It's an in-between stage rather than it being the whole. That is it. And actually the excursions that you have on physical planets
are the in-between bits.
Do you know what I mean? They're the main thing, as it were, for learning. They are the learning ground, the only learning
Well, they
ground.
Are some.
They are. It's an aspect of learning, but it's only something that is supposed to aid the rest of it that you actually done in the spirit world.
Yes, it's like going out and taking a test or perhaps doing some kind of paperwork or something like that.
Mm.
Oh, well, very well. But you don't necessarily have the set of questions already before you go. That's the point as well.
So.
Because it's a free will situation.
Yeah. So to actually make sure that we clarify this situation about, well, Okay, so can you go to a concert in the spirit world? Is there an auditorium type situation?
There can be.
Yes.
Well, sometimes it may well be that you just wish to perhaps attend to it, and maybe just a facet of yourself will attend to it.
Okay.
But not the whole being, because maybe you've got other things that you want to attend
to. Yes, but isn't that indivisibility and not everybody can do that yet?
Well, it may well be. Yes, it's possible.
Okay.
But I'm saying, though, that for some, even marginally, they can fractionate themselves.
Mm.
But, of course, they have to be able to attain a certain vibrational state in order to be able to do that. That means they have to do a lot of giving, means they have to do a lot of atonement. They have to make resolution of their physical life journey and also understand the love situation that they can bring about for others, within the well-being of others, you see.
Mm.
So it's very much a giving process, not like within the physical side of life, where everyone just seems to take.
Yes. So the concerts and that sort of thing that you would go to in the spirit world, would they be in something that would be there and always there, like a static place, like we would have a building?
Well, it can be. At times, they can take place in the halls of learning.
Mm-hmm.
For example, it may well be that an area is created for that purpose, and it wouldn't be any given size or whatever, and it may well simply be that the area doesn't have to be populated as is so by beings.
No.
You cannot, for example, invite, shall we say, 50,000 spirit beings to fill an auditorium or something like that, because it doesn't work that way.
Mm.
You simply put out the understanding that this is going to take place, and the space will grow to fit the number of beings.
Regardless.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. So that's a little like the situation that we do now, that we are in an auditorium in the spirit world, but obviously we're doing it on the earth plane.
Yes, physically, that is what you are doing.
Yes.
Yes.
But that there are thousands of beings watching what we are doing in the spirit world.
Yes, quite so. That's quite true. As we're on a kind of a situation like a glass platform. But that appears to be within many different dimensions. It's a very special place.
Mm-hmm.
When we are carrying about these different interactivities with the physical world.
Mm.
Otherwise, it can be a situation which is very much a smaller event. If it's, shall we say, a loved one coming through to someone on the physical side of life,
right,
because they're trying to communicate with them or something like that.
Yes, it's not such a highly organized situation.
No, quite so.
No.
And the actual mechanism that enables that to happen is quite different.
Mm. Mm. Yes, which is why when we're doing our Akashic readings, we obviously do... Like, so do we work, when we're doing the Akashic readings, do we work in a similar situation to what we're doing now?
Yes, oftentimes it is. Perhaps it's not so populated. It generally seems to be and is appearing to be a much more private affair, unless the being that, the client that we are looking at and the book whose book we are investigating at that time, if they have a great deal of activity around them and that there are a very large number of very positive energies who are themselves wanting to interact and have been interacting thus far, perhaps it may well be that that's a situation then that is very full. And there would oftentimes... For example, there may be situations of interactivity between many others within the spirit world to do with this person's individual journey.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So there wouldn't be other people that weren't anything to do with them watching or anything. We're not suggesting that.
No, no, indeed not.
But I meant, yes, the sort of the level of vibration and the organized situation, highly organized situation, basically.
Yes, yes, quite so. Mm. Because after all, as well, that some of these may make themselves manifest particularly at certain points or junctures within that individual client's Akashic book, because they have references to them within their book itself.
Mm.
So they may have come along for that purpose, you see.
Mm.
Perhaps to do with their actual physical life, but more probably to do with other situations that they had interacted with, the client had interacted with, before they'd even had a physical life. Perhaps hundreds of thousands of years ago, or even millions of years ago, as a pure, beautiful spirit.
Mm, it's fascinating, isn't it? Absolutely fascinating.
Yes, I think so. I am always in great and deepest admiration when meeting anyone at all, either our side of life or your side of life.
Mm. So, okay, let's go back to Dave. We've been all over the place here, but it's been...
But it's very necessary to understand the plane of existence. What is a plane of existence, you see?
Mm, yeah.
Because if you are looking at the universe, there is not one.
No.
But so many.
Okay. So, part of his question was, I wonder how we can reach further with your message. And he did say, is this part of a broader plan which is unfolding now? If so, can you tell us anything about it?
Well, part of the broader plan really is to try to save your planet Earth.
Mm.
That is what we are completely submerged in, if you like, that we are trying to bring about further and greater understanding. It's part of the reason why those within the group have been instrumental within certain discoveries made by people of science, and also people not of scientific backgrounds, but simply come out with the intuitional idea because of those they have perhaps been working with from our side of life, or maybe not even knowingly doing that, but creating it through their own imagination and creativity from their own beautiful, pure spirit.
Mm. Yeah, so I think it's difficult for people to understand that how much actually a spirit team can actually have an impact upon the life of the mediums, shall we say, that they're working with, you know.
Yes.
So, because basically, although you've got the information that needs to come out that could be helped, obviously we are still in the material world and affected
yes.
by the negativity. The same as everybody, you know, people think
yes, yes.
because you can communicate with the spirit world and get all of this wonderful, insightful information, that you don't get affected by it, you know. The bills are still the same. Everything is much the same. Unfortunately, ego does help a lot in this life, doesn't it, to get by. Let's face it.
It does appear
and
to.
It does been, appear yes. to. And it's actually something that those following a spiritual pathway don't usually try to
have an abundance.
No. So,
or if they do, they try to bury it as
yes,
quickly as possible.
Yes, you can be a good medium, but a terrible business person, I think, as well. So, it's
that is exactly the same, my dear friend. In many people who are connected with the immersive arts, which then are creative to the point of joy.
Mm-hmm.
And those immersive arts are simply there because of the depth of creativity that one needs to employ in order to bring them to the surface. And then once they have lit the surface,
mm-hmm.
they are then there for everyone else to see.
Mm.
It's just that it takes energy, time, and being able to be constructive about how you make that presence felt.
Absolutely, yes. You can be the best singer in the world, the best dancer in the world, but it's you know, you're not necessarily going to be able to sell yourself to the world or control anything that happens.
It depends very much, dear friend, upon other people's mindset and the way in which they are engineering their own lives for however they feel.
So we do try our best for the White Cloud group, and that's something else that we would always be open to suggestions if anybody's got any ideas about how we can get our work out further into the world. To help the planet.
The best situation, dear friend, that anyone can do is to network with other people, to have other people writing about what you are doing, talking about what you are doing. That is the best way and methodology of being able to bring things out, which is why, of course, we were so expressive and desiring to be able to bring about these live situations. So that we can have that interactivity and so that others may take part in it, become understanding of the work that we are here to do.
And that goes with anything, you know.
If
there's something that's dear to your heart that you totally and utterly believe in and feel passionate about, then do network, you know, spread the word.
Because otherwise you will not change what you see. If you see something which is horrific, if you see something which is unjust, or that some country or some government is doing which you feel morally is incoherent to how the planet needs to function, and I know there'll be a great many variables within this. However, there has to be a consensus reached simply on the ability to understand how to move the planet forward in all good conscious love and understanding.
Okay. Well, thank you, Gregory. It's been fun.
Thank you so, with love and light. Blessings all, my dear friends, to Mr. Don Newsom and all the little Newsoms and his dear wife and brother and many others. We thank you all, dear friends, for love and the light that you bring to the world. Thank you so, little bird. God bless.
God bless. And we hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention our website is www.spirit-teaching.com if you'd like to find out more information about us. And thank you so much for listening. My name is Sylvie Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.